Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, what did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so I only told Mike a little bit of the story because this is going to make him cringe.
Okay.
So when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I stole a candy bar.
Okay. What kind of candy bar did you steal, by the way?
Well, that's the sad part. Well, one sad part is it's my least favorite candy bar. It was like a Three Musketeers.
And that's what you stole?
I stole it. It was convenient. The sad part of this whole story and the part that will make Mike cringe and probably Miles a bit, I was coming home from a PAC meeting and I was wearing my Cub Scout uniform.
Well, what's wrong with that? Perfect camouflage.
Mm-hmm. It's like the high vis vest for a kid.
You're supposed to be, you know, an upstanding individual.
You're the last person security's going to look at.
If you walk in with a Sex Pistols t-shirt on and a pair of Chucks, I got my eye on you, kid.
Yeah.
With a skateboard on your arm or whatever you're doing. Yeah, I'm looking at you, buddy. But if you come in a Cub Scout uniform, all's good.
Oh, he's a good young man.
Yeah.
It was just like a little convenience store gas station thing, and the cashier busted me.
Oh.
How dare you.
Scared the bejesus out of me, and I have not stolen a single thing ever since, and I am 65 years old.
How long did you stay in scouting?
I made it to Star, I think. Star or Life. I can't remember.
So you were, in fact, a Weeblo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
enough.
Why did you steal a candy bar if it was your least favorite? Just typically, wherever they have candy bars, there's more than one, right? You usually got at least 12 to pick from. Like, why did you grab the one you liked the least?
And it was just the opportunity. I was just like, I'm just walking by here, and this is a quick one to grab.
All right. And you got busted.
I got busted.
Bad Cub Scout. Okay, when you're in Cub Scouts, do you have to do merit badges, or is that
Boy Scouts?
What do you do in Cub Scouts?
Just age out? Then you do Wolf, then you do Bear, then you do Weeblo, and you're out.
Yeah. Why do they call it Weeblo?
Because
what does that mean?
It's 1 year in between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. For whatever reason,
why would you
have...
call it? Like, you're setting Weeblos up to get made fun of, right? Even
yes,
as a kid.
You're going to make fun of it because it stands for We Be Loyal Scouts.
We Be Loyal. What, did they come up with this in Harlem?
Weeblos.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, yeah. We Be Loyal Scouts, man. We call that a we. That's what they came up
with. It was Black Bear.
All this
before
crap
that
you try to teach Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, be upstanding on all this, and you came up with We Be
Loyal
Scouts.
Weeblos.
Jesus Christ.
Weeblos.
We Be Loyal Scouts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be a Boy Scout next.
Because Weeblos is going to sound weird.
Have you always known it?
Yes.
Did they explain it to you at the time?
Explaining is the hard way to put that. They just what it stands right. for.
We Be
Loyal Scouts.
Is there no like English merit badge, I'm guessing?
No.
There's reading and writing.
There was
patches. But they're going to go, we be Loyal Scouts, and you're going to challenge me to prove that I can speak. Okay.
Well, keep in mind, you're like 11 at that point, so you don't really care.
But even at 11.
Yeah.
If my kid came home and said that, I'd be like, what?
Like 10, whatever.
You get hit with a brick on the side of the head at recess, man?
As I recall, there were patches that you could get, and you did a few things, but I don't know if there was a whole lot of official,
trying to age up into Boy Scouts.
You know,
not until you get to Boy Scouts.
You still had parental leaders, if you will, and I remember there. I don't remember a whole lot of Cub Scout meetings because I was only the in the Weebelows. I wasn't a tiger or anything like that.
I'm just writing
bear,
this for Big Dummy.
Bear, Wolf, and Bobcat.
Right, and I was
Eagle
a Bobcat.
Scout.
I was a Bobcat. Well, I didn't start from the beginning, Miles. I didn't have to. That was the remedial stuff.
What was the first merit badge you got as a Boy Scout? What was the first moment you said, "All right, I am a loyal
Oceanography.
Scout"?
Oceanography.
Are you serious?
Wow, that's cool.
Or maybe it was first aid.
That's cool.
I remember that because here's the thing is when I went to scout camp, the summer camp for the first year, it probably wasn't my first one. I think my first one might have been first aid because it's standard, right?
It's something useful.
Right. So when we went to Camp Meriwether, I believe, that was down in Oregon off the coast there, and they made a big deal that this is the only place within the area that you can get the oceanography merit badge. So you should go and do that one. It's like, all right, I'll do it. It was the most boring damn thing I've ever done.
What do you do? I mean, it's not like you're diving.
I remember you like studied the beach, like you know that's really what it was. You did
a lot of hot chicks.
It was it was marine studies and stuff like that. So I was so young at the time. I was like 12, 13 years old when this went down. I was like, I don't care about any of this right now. I got my friends that are shooting rifles right now, but I'm over here looking at a damn beach saying, look at the width of the tide, like. Hooray.
By the way, there's hundreds of merit badges you can pick.
Hundreds.
You don't need to pick that.
Are there literally hundreds?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
You don't need to pick that one. That is not a
There's
core,
like 180.
That is
so maybe
not
100
core
is
merit
right.
badge to get. Granted, you need to get 23, 20, whatever, 26.
21 or 27?
I had 33 merit badges.
Yeah.
How many?
33.
33.
I had enough to be the Silver Palm Eagle Scout, but I didn't get my review done.
You can get fingerprinting?
Yes, I got that one.
You did get fingerprinted.
I did.
I'm just looking now, man, at drafting, dog care, digital technology, cycling, cybersecurity. I guess that's a new one. Landscape law, metalwork, motorboating, nature, reptile and amphibian, shotgun shooting. You could have been doing that with your buddies.
Got it. But no, you had to be a certain age to do that one.
That makes sense.
And I was too young for it at the time.
Animation?
Nice.
Wow,
nice.
Man.
Well, they've kept up with the times. Good for them.
They have.
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-RAW.
Here's a new one. Artificial intelligence.
Oh, no, I got that one.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the new merit badges. I am fascinated by this. I'm in a wormhole now of Boy Scout merit badges.
You should go and do so.
I'm going to join and be arrested.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Scotty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. How about you?
Good. So I stole my buddy Ben's barbecue, and then he came over that night, and I was barbecuing on his barbecue.
What did you cook for him?
Like New York strip steak.
So he knew that you took it, or you took it knowing he would show up, and you go, ha ha, I made you dinner.
Yeah, no, hell no. He had no idea. So I made like mashed potatoes and New York strip steak tacos and all this stuff.
Did he not see it?
No, well, he was at work, and I drove over to his house in my truck, and I just picked it up, and And it was dark outside when I was cooking, and he was like, holy F. He's like, wait. He's like, you have the same barbecue I do. Huh. You have a dent in the same spot in your barbecue that I have.
Was he really not putting it together? Did he really think this was yours?
He was a little slow.
Well, I mean, did you not have a barbecue?
No, I did not. No, okay. Not at the time.
Okay.
And that's why, like, I just borrowed it basically without permission. And and I was like, let's invite Ben over. And we there was a group of us that would just constantly mess with each other. Like, there was this group of girls that we even had a pink plastic flamingo, and we'd steal it out of each other's yards. And so then the barbecue game started, and yeah.
Okay. All right.
What did anybody steal from you? I'm curious, and you're going back and forth stealing each other's crap.
I don't think I should say this on the radio.
Okay, then probably don't.
Okay. All right.
A porn collection.
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Another merit badge for you. Game design. I'm just guessing the ones that weren't there when you were there.
No.
Yeah.
You're
no.
correct.
No.
No, it was just board games back in the day.
Yeah, no kidding. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I want to start this off by saying go M's, go Hawks, and go Kraken.
Yo.
Big yeah, night. Man. Big night.
Yeah, it is for Seattle fans, because for sure. So this is 86. I am playing basketball. It's my senior year. I'm on the varsity team, starting point guard. I'm living in Rochester, New York. You guys know that place.
I do.
Yeah, and so you know how the winners can be.
Yeah,
so
awful.
I have a basketball game, and back then, but they still do it today, but that was the first time I learned how to tie a tie, because you had to get dressed up to go to the games and stuff.
All right.
So you'd be in a little suit and tie and all that. Well, our game gets snowed out and canceled. So that night, I got extra time to do stuff. And so we'd done it a couple times, but we decided to go into a grocery store and steal some alcohol. And it was like a regular grocery store. And we would just throw, slide a couple beverages in your pocket. At this point, I actually sold, and it bugs me to this day that I got in trouble for this, but I put two wine coolers in each pocket and started to walk out, and then the security guy comes and grabs me, and the police get involved, and yeah, I get in trouble for it.
What kind of trouble do you get when you're stealing booze?
Well, so I'm underage at this point. I'm 17 or whatever. I have to go to court. I think I got, like, community service or something, but what was worse, though, was nobody knew about it. Like, the team didn't find out about it till later, and we get into the playoffs. It was the first game of the playoffs, and one of the guys on the team tells my coach, because it ended up getting around, that Brock got arrested for stealing alcohol. And so I ended up having to sit the bench for the playoffs and sit in that same suit and watch everybody else play basketball. So,
how much time had passed from the time that you got busted before the coach found out?
It would, like, 2 or 3 months. It had been a while.
Yeah, at that point, I would not care.
Was it just one game?
I thought I was going to, what's that?
Were you suspended for one game, or were you done for the year?
No, he found out it was the playoffs, and he found out at that point, and there was, like, no tolerance, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. And so, no, we won the first game, and then we lost the second game, and, yeah, I had to sit through the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm curious, man, how much snow fell that they canceled a basketball game because of snow? Because in the time that I lived in Rochester, you get 2 feet overnight, and the roads were plowed, your driveway was plowed. Like, it was just game on. Nothing ever shut down.
It was a good foot and a half. It was a lot of snow, and it was cold, too, so that was the other thing. It gets really cold.
Okay.
So, well, yeah.
I just thought that was the Rochester way.
We would do Mad Dog 2020, because it was a square, rectangular size.
It's not as conspicuous in your pocket.
Plus, you could walk into the back cooler. So when you go to any convenience store, you could open up the door and go in if you wanted a keg,
mm-hmm.
or a couple cases that were cold.
Nice.
But they also had, but that also when you looked out, those were the doors to the inside, as far as the glass doors where you could access that cooler from that side. So they put all the Mad Dog 2020, Boone's Farm, all the flavored wines, so to speak, the fortified wines.
Oh, yes.
So you just grab one, man. You stick it under your arm underneath your coat.
Yep.
You just put your arms down by your side. You walk out. Hope to God you can keep it tight enough not to drop it.
Nice.
And winter coats were always, they're always kind of slick.
Sure.
So you could feel the bottle like sliding and you're squeezed into armpits. But basically, everyone walked out of there looking like a T-Rex.
Yep.
Like everyone's elbows are pinned to their side. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.